Welcome to Colorectal Cancer Update. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. I met with Dr. Michael O'Connell, Associate Chairman of the NSABP, to obtain an update of new trials and research concepts being pursued by the group. I also wanted to review a recently published position paper in the JCO of an elite colorectal cancer research task force of the Coalition of Cancer Cooperative Groups, for which Dr. O'Connell had a senior leadership role. The paper focused on key priorities in colorectal cancer research, and to begin, Dr. O'Connell commented on new strategies of chemo prevention.
One of the most important factors for the future is the use of molecular diagnostics to identify high-risk patients, patients at high risk, individuals in a population at high risk of developing a colon cancer. In other words, to focus in on that high-risk group for prevention strategies. And so if we look at the use of celecoxib, the other COX-2 inhibitors, these studies, the polyp prevention studies, were actually closed down because of the risk of cardiovascular side effects. And if you look at the risk-benefit ratio in the general population, it was not favorable. But if through molecular diagnostics in the future, if we could identify those individuals at very high risk of developing colon cancer, then focusing on that particular group may allow more rapid evaluation of preventive agents and might result in a more favorable risk-benefit ratio of using the chemopreventive agents.
Putting aside the potential risk, right now, what do we know about COX-2 clinically in terms of being able to prevent colon cancer?
The COX-2 inhibitors can certainly prevent the development of adenomatous polyps, which we anticipate would correlate with a reduction in the incidence of colon cancer. But again, in the general population, with the cardiovascular risks associated with the compounds, it's not recommended at this time.
Any other interesting leads in terms of chemo prevention?
There's been interest in statins for chemo prevention. There's certainly a suggestion epidemiologically that individuals taking statins may have a lower incidence of colonic polyps and colon cancer. And there's been a discussion of trying to develop a formal protocol to test statins combined with aspirin as a chemo preventive approach in colon cancer.
Interesting. Is the NSABP interested in prevention, chemo prevention of colon cancer?
Yes, indeed. And in fact, the NSABP is exploring the possibility of doing just the study that I mentioned,
really?
Looking at a statin combined with aspirin in patients who have had a previous colon cancer. In other words, patients at high risk of developing another metachronous lesion or metachronous colonic polyps, to see whether intervention with aspirin alone, statins, or the combination would decrease the incidence of recurrent colonic polyps. This is all just in discussion at the present time.
As long as you're bringing up that issue and talking about doing intervention on a colon cancer survivor, has there been any interest in looking at diet and exercise, not so much to prevent a second cancer or maybe, but more in terms of reducing risk of relapse? On the same program that you're on is Jeff Meyerhart talking about that whole issue. Does the NSABP have any interest in that issue?
Not at the present time.
You should. To me, it's so fascinating. And I wish we could figure out what's going on there molecularly, yeah. You know, inside the patient.
Oh, absolutely. No, I think it's fascinating. It's going to be very challenging to actually conduct a trial where you control those variables.
Absolutely.